Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you.
He's playing in the Pro-Am? This seems like something he would like.
I didn't see him on the list, dude. I didn't see him on the list.
Let me see.
You can take a look. I saw the great ones golfing today.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Amateur team.
You think he wishes...
Billy Wagner plays in all of these.
Billy Wagner? Is he a lefty golfer as well?
Yes, I think so.
I think he just got in the Hall of Fame, didn't he? I think he just got voted in.
Let me see.
It was his last year of eligibility, I believe.
Let me see.
I saw... who else did I see on this? I saw
Doug Flutie.
Doug Flutie's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I saw Flying Hawaiians in this. Shane Victorino. Always gave
Jason
me nightmares.
Jason Williams?
Is that white chocolate? I was asking that too.
That's a very standard name.
Is that white chocolate?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
J-Fig, find out if it's white chocolate. I'd love to get white chocolate on the show.
You can't. They're already out.
He's not.
Wait, hold on.
I thought he was doing the half and
half. He tees off. No. The amateurs play the whole 18.
Let's get to the
pros split up.
We will talk to Arlo White, who is the voice of Live Golf. He'll join us coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. We're here live at Doral for Live Miami in Doral. Greatest Jason Jackson live read of all time.
Kid Rock?
Kid Rock's here? Where?
Really?
I can read. What does that say?
Oh, wow.
Guess who he's playing with? Graham McDowell
and
Jason Kokrak.
It says TBD. Is that Trump?
That's the other player.
Oh.
The third player.
All right. Ball with the ball.
I looked up Jason Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
loves
I could
golf.
Get, ooh, Kid Rock could come by. He's from Michigan.
Okay.
Do it.
Do you, you said Jason Williams, white chocolate, loves golf?
Loves golf. And if I'm not mistaken, he does. A lot of charity golf events and
stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
So.
Yeah.
Should be him. Should be him. I mean, I know it's a very basic name, but if it's not White Chocolate, that guy needs to change his name.
Schmeathen says, dare you to give Kid Rock a Bud Light. Isn't he signed with Bud Light now?
Resigned with Bud Light?
I think he backtracked on that. I feel like everybody did.
Bud Light. All that's this, right up his alley.
I feel like, then he had a whole thing where, like, he took an Uzi to it.
Yeah. Says that he is over it and changing his tune on Bud Light, apparently.
Endorsed
Mike
will do
Wallace?
That.
Not the Mike Wallace we know.
Grind City Media, Mike Wallace, former Miami Heat reporter. He's probably in town tonight, though, because the Grizz are in town.
Could be. I don't think that's him.
Maybe. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. MacMan says, Brian Scalabrine admitted on TV last night that he wants the Celtics to not play the Heat in the first round. He hopes he gets the Hawks. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Scals. You know, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Listen, I've always believed this. If you are the best team in the league, you're going to have to go through all of them anyway. Who cares? Like, the only question that you would have if you say something like that is you have doubts if your team's good enough.
Well,
simple as that.
There is one thing they got to be concerned about, and I don't know if he was excuse-making last night, but Jaylen Brown said that his knee's pretty messed up. He does not feel good right now.
And he still scored 30.
He did, but he said he's not feeling good. So if
then Porzingis is out.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, man, the Celtics have been very blessed over their run that they haven't had a big injury. That's bit them in the ass. It happens in basketball, man. It happens. Like, you just, you know, somebody tweaks something, and then you're done. You're donezo for the playoffs. So, but he was saying, you know, I don't know what to make of that last night. What's the giggles, J-Fig?
Because I felt someone close by, and then I see this man's eyes everywhere.
You can't trust him right now.
I know.
What
that's
mean?
Why I'm looking at him.
You know what I mean.
I did not say anything.
By the way, I let you slide on Varner.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, dude.
Why? Because he's a professional athlete.
I was just stating an obvious.
Okay. Poor Harold Varner.
What did he say?
Never even saw him.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now she's looking around.
You know what? Why don't you give us a weather update? I'll let you recalibrate.
Right.
Give us a weather update brought to you by DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, yourAccentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more. Off he goes.
Let's see. Actually, is he behind me?
Yes, he's behind you. You can see him.
There you go.
You need a compass?
Why does he say it that way?
A compass?
I don't like why he says that.
Oh, there he goes. Hold on.
Oh, got to pick up some grass. The old technique there, huh? Pick up the grass.
He said it's very windy here at Doral.
Yeah. All right.
No, there's a tent. I can't see that.
Wings out of the east.
Don't go too far. Don't go too far, Jennifer.
Everyone's going too far.
Okay, he's gathered his data. He's ready.
This is good. This is the science.
He's ready to let us know. All right, what do we have from the lawnplex?
Okay, now I'm assuming that plane is coming from the west.
Okay.
Winds are coming out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting a little bit higher than that. It is partly cloudy, but it looks like you might get a stray because some of these clouds are looking a little ominous. And I would say right now it's about 82, 83 degrees.
Is that the guy who walked by us?
Yes, Joaquin Niemann.
Oh, for real? Let me see.
Cool.
Yeah, that's.
What is he? What's his deal? He looked young.
Sorry.
He is young. He's one of the younger guys that have come.
He got that munion?
Oh, yeah.
What did he win?
He's won a couple of times on tour.
What has he done?
He's won a couple of times. The biggest at the time, after all the other guys, was Cam Smith. Because Cam Smith came right after he won the U.S. Open.
He's Australian.
Or the
Marcos,
Open Championship.
We just saw him.
Yeah. So, and then Sergio, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, they were like that first original wave, right?
Mm.
And then the second wave was like Varner and, you know, you had probably 20 or 30 guys sign.
Joaquin is
early.
Chilean.
Huh?
He's Chilean.
Oh, love his sea bass.
The one from the Panthers?
Love that sea bass. And not for nothing, Chilean sea bass is the cute name for it. The real name for the fish is Pantaconian toothfish.
Ooh.
It is hideous. If you saw that fish hideous. On the table, if they showed you the fish before they cooked it, you'd never eat it.
Speaking of hideous fish, haven't mentioned that the Marlins yesterday lost in extras to the Mets.
But they're still
6-5.
In it. But they're still hanging in there. They ain't getting blown out.
They're not getting. Well, I think it's worse than that. They had a lead in the eighth. They were up 3. Pete Alonso, polar bear, went deep.
Oh, so that's why we got the text about. Wait, he sent the gift with.
I sent you a meatball.
He sent me just a meatball.
Rod Allen was like, he goes back on the pitch. He goes, mm-mm. Like, you know how they go? They'll go back. They'll like give the whole breakdown of the pitch with like the graphics. And yeah, that was a brutal one last night. And then they almost won it back in the ninth, or in extras after that, because you know they do Ghost Runner now.
Yeah,
bunted him over. He was thrown out at home, but he was initially called safe, so I was happy for like 3 seconds.
Oh, so they thought they won.
I thought they won. I thought they won after I thought they blew it.
Right.
So no, listen, it was a close series, and I mean the Marlins have basically been playing close games, like one run games the entire season so far, basically.
See that little gadget in his hands?
No, I'm very distracted by his head, his tan line on his head.
But no, you see that thing he was carrying?
Yeah.
It's a thing that you put it next to you, and it calculates your ball speed, the club direction, or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's probably like $7,000.
Wow.
They all have them.
You just keep dropping these things. Like, yeah, that bag, it's got like $10,000 worth of clubs in it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is what, when my buddy was on tour, I used to be able to come out to these events, especially when it was in Doral, and because I would hook up all the guys with tickets, you know, for games and stuff. Like, if they played a tournament in Wisconsin, they would call and say, hey, can you get us tickets to a Green Bay game? And I would call and, you know, take care of it. So I could go onto their truck and get whatever I wanted.
That you were able to get tickets to a Green Bay game?
Yeah, you can get tickets. I can get tickets to any game.
Really? I thought like Green Bay, somebody had to die or something like that.
No, not season tickets.
No.
Just a ticket.
I mean literally a ticket.
They have probably 1,500 tickets that they block off for players and family.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, speaking of baseball last night, Shohei Ohtani, walk-off home run.
Oh, my goodness. Is he never not going to be able to hit? He's been what? This is third year?
In baseball?
No.
Or the Dodgers.
How long has he been in the league?
Oh, Ohtani, like 6 years.
6 years.
6 years.
He's been in the league 6 years, yeah. Right? Have you ever heard of Shohei slump?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
No. It was his bobblehead night, too. That's theatrics. That's game ops. I will say one thing that's
good. I've never heard this guy been in a slump.
I will tell you one thing that's good. Braves are 0-7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They got nobody. Everybody's hurt, right?
I don't give a rat's ass. Tough.
Still feels good.
Nothing about that petty. Just
I don't give a rat's ass. You know?
Something about that petty that's strong in this one.
Marlins are 4-3 now. Second place. Mets are in third at 3-3. And the Phillies are 4-1. Play some games, Philly. Cowards. Marlins will take on the Braves. So, listen, hey, boys, we got to keep this going. We could send the Braves to hell this weekend, okay?
They got the worst record in baseball.
Yeah, only winless team.
I mean, even Colorado won one. They haven't played a lot of games, though.
Who the
Colorado only played 5 games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. So that's your baseball update for today. Take a break. Interesting stuff happening around the old basketball team that's got a big one tonight. 6-game win streak for your Miami Heat. keep it going after this.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With you, 560 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2. We're here live at Trump Doral.
We'll take you at least until
Miami.
12. We'll take you at least until 12.
Yeah, until
then you're
lunchtime?
Gonna go, you're going to go check out lunch?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, catering is high, is top notch over here.
Hey, they got their own little.
Marcos,
they got juice filled carrots.
Something that reminded me of you.
Is it a lily pad? You can save
no.
it. It's a lily pad.
No.
It was a lily pad.
It was a little hot sauce. It was so cute.
I love.
Oh, they do have little hot sauces.
I thought of you.
Hot sauces. Hot sauces.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's a scene over here. And the golfers are all kind of lining up and getting their thing going and getting ready. It's fantastic. Very exciting about all this. This is a hell of an event. Liv's got to be happy. Like, you would think, like, after all the stuff with the launch of it, now it's like it just feels like it's part of the flow of the golf world. Yeah?
I don't think – I think they had a plan. They stuck to that plan. And I don't think that they care about what – everybody else thought, because they were steadfast in what they were doing, how they were doing it, how they were going to pay people, what the plan was going to be. And like, I haven't heard any complaints. Now, I will say this. One of the things that people need to realize is guys get cut if you ain't performing here.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you got guaranteed dough.
So?
But they just kick your ass out?
Right. They want the competition. And I've seen team trades.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so it's like...
You think they ever discuss trades on the putting green? Like, does Cameron Smith go over and he goes, hey, give me Varner. I don't like Todd over here. Didgeridoo. Marcos,
golf is also the only sport where appearance doesn't translate into how good you are. Because everybody talks about being fit and in shape and working out, but the best bodied golfers aren't always the best golfers.
Same thing with quarterback, dude. That's why I want Tua to be fat.
Name a fat quarterback.
A fat quarterback. Peyton Manning was no body by Jake.
Yeah, but he was 6'5".
Yeah, but, you know, he had the dad bod. Little
okay,
pooch.
Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
Yep.
Now put that in 6 feet. What does that look like?
It's tinier, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he's not good at running.
Yeah.
You don't need to run. You just need to be in enough shape to do it for a whole game.
You need to run a Vikenbergs in front of you.
Well, okay, question.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that believe that we are very impatient with young players.
Oh, dude, you're not going to do this with Eichenberg, are you? He went through his rookie contract.
Hold on.
I think he has his doctorate.
Hold on.
And sucking.
So.
That was mature.
I'm going to say this.
Mature.
If I bet you $5 that Liam Eichenberg will make a Pro Bowl at some point in his career.
No shot.
What are my odds?
10,000 to 1. 10,000 to 1.
Really?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because what do you always tell me is always needed for each team. Every team is what? Needing?
Offensive line.
Right. He was there for anybody. And he came back to the Dolphins on a cheap deal.
But here's what
I'm too expensive for my blood.
Here's what I would say. I would say that sometimes it's close to the money and you like your situation better.
Come on, dude. You know why he came back. No one else was calling.
I would say that too.
When he calls Cliff, his agent, he goes, "What are the calls, Cliff?" He goes, "There are no calls."
Oh, I thought I just saw Bubba.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's got a pink hat on.
He's Range Goats. He's Range Goats captain.
Wait, yep, see him? I can see through the thing. And he has that visor. That's why I knew it was him.
Well, nobody has that visor but him. So yeah. What is he? He's on the other side of the glass or he's through the glass?
If you look through the glass.
Hey, Bubba!
Now, you want to talk about a shot maker on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
That dude hits all kind of crazy shots. He can't see a straight ball. No, seriously. There's some golfers that have to put curve on the ball because they can see it the shot better. You can't just hit it straight.
Luis says, do you believe in gold jacket film? Ashton Gentry has it. Brock Bowers had Hall of Fame film. Yeah, I don't think they're going to take a running back, though. First of all, I don't think he's going to fall to them because it seems like everybody, you know, that he someone's going to take him before 13.
I would say
but
that.
I don't think the Dolphins are going to go running back.
Gentry, I think he has the potential to have a kind of career like Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
The same type of energy, ability to break tackles, ability to take it to the house. Here's the problem. When the Giants got Saquon, they were decent. Depending on how you get drafted, you're going to be – told you.
Oh, there is.
Bubba Watson.
There told is. You. I love the Range Goats.
I like their logo, but the pink is
the pink. That's what, see, I like the Range Goats. Pink, I was going to get a Range Goat hat.
I love the name.
I was going to get a Range Goat hat, but
– You can't rock the pink?
I can.
What about a black with the pink logo?
Yeah, I could do that.
That's better.
Let's go Wahoos.
But here, some of their stuff is the visor, and I don't want the visor. I can't do the visor.
That visor's a look.
Yeah, I can't do the visor.
You got a forehead on him?
You'll get a sunburn, too.
Uh-huh.
Right on your head.
I don't get sunburn. Mm.
But, like, if the Dolphins are going to be in a spot where defensive tackle – offensive lineman, like, that's the obvious need. But they're also in this weird position where, like, I don't know how this draft's going to shake out. I don't know where Sanders is going to go. I don't know if someone's going to reach to take Dart. So I don't know what's going to drop to them.
Here's what
it's such a weird place to be in because, like, we want all these things. And, like, last year, I wouldn't have thought they'd go and chop Robinson. And they did. And he ended up being a really good player for them.
Here's what I would say that people get confused about the draft. You don't want your team to draft a guy because they needed that position and he's a second round great.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say somebody is a second round great, you're saying they need some level of development. They need some level of coaching. And you might need things to start happening a lot sooner than that guy may be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is you have these guys that get into that position. There's no offensive lineman available, right? And you go, hey, Chris, hey, Mike, who's my best available? This Chop, he can be something special. Okay, get him. But we don't really – okay, get him. But here's the kicker. When they drafted Chop, they needed him. They had two starters out, and they let Van Ginkel go. So they did need him.
Yeah, but it's still one of those things where, like, when you feel like you already have invested, you know, and I know you're right, but, like, they had Jalen Phillips. They didn't know he was going to get hurt again. And he was ready week one. Did beat Giants. And Bradley Chubb has the big money contract. Like, it still was, like, not necessarily, like, oh, we're going to go and take this guy. But he ended up being the right pick. He was good. He's good.
I get all that. But what gets lost in all this is, where are we drafting and what value are we getting? And sometimes that has nothing to do with position, right? If you need three or four spots and you say you have a big concern and a big need for offensive linemen, but the offensive linemen that are available grade out second and third round, don't get an offensive lineman. Because you're not getting a quality player. And we see this all the time. It especially happens at quarterback. To the jackasses out there who say draft one until you get it right. Okay, when you do get it right, what is the rest of your team? So there's teams that want a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some teams that don't think that these two quarterbacks grade that high.
Well, Cam's
going to be the first.
Cam's going to be the first pick.
But I'm saying,
but Shador is becoming a wild card because
Shador
literally could go.
Jackson Dart's moving up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other?
Which is good for the Dolphins. Like that's like what we're rooting for is those guys get taken in the top 10 because you want
some of the other players to move down.
No, that, right. Like that's right. That's the gold thing for
it's
the Dolphins.
It's amazing, but here's what's funny about this: the best two players in the draft are Travis Hunter and the kid from Penn State.
Abdul Carter.
Best two players in the draft. They might not go top five.
No, they're going to go top five. Come on, dude.
Both of them?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Who's, like, how, you think three quarterbacks are going to go top five?
Two quarterbacks.
Do you think Dart's going to go in the top five?
No.
No way. Come on.
I'm baffled at how this kid has played, what, 2 or 3 years in college. Nobody gave a rat's ass about his abilities. And now all of a sudden you got a first round grade.
People fall in love with those guys, man. It's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't want any team that I root for to be that guy. I don't. I was on the team.
Mock draft right now on ESPN. This is from Field Yates.
Yates.
Yates. Don't look at me like that, Marcos.
I don't think I like that very much.
That's his name, dude. Field Yates.
I also don't like that Leroy. Because if I would have said that, I don't know if Leroy would have chimed in that.
Well, because you, first of all, yes, I would have chimed in if you would have said it. But you can't do my part because you ain't Ice Cube. Right?
Let me try this one.
If you know what I mean.
We got something from Field Yates. Is that good?
He's got one. Cam Ward. Two, he's got Abdul Carter going to the Cleveland Browns. Three, Shador going to to New York, to the Giants. Travis Hunter going to the Patriots. I haven't gotten any of these right. Jacksonville Jaguars taking Mason Graham, defensive tackle from Michigan. Gentry going six to the Raiders.
Michigan's going to have two top 10 picks.
Yeah.
And so while people are saying how poorly, you know, Ohio State played against Michigan, I'm like, they had a really good defense.
He's got seven, Armand Membu going to the Jets. Jalen Walker, linebacker from Georgia, going to the Panthers at eight. Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M going nine to the Saints. Will Campbell, T-Rex arms. I feel bad for that kid. Do you know how crazy it is? Everybody's killing his draft stock because he doesn't have 33-inch arms.
Think about that.
And they're like, well, no one in the league has 33-inch prospects.
I will say this. Line your ass across from him and see if he can handle you. Right? Like, think about this. That guy has played 2 or 3 years of impeccable offensive linemen. You watch him on film and you fall in love with him. First lineman off the board. And you change your mind because you measure his arms and they're short.
It's crazy.
Like, there's no way you can do business like that.
San Francisco taking Walter Nolan from Ole Miss, defensive tackle at 11. Dallas taking a wide receiver at 12. And then for the Dolphins, he's got Will Johnson, cornerback, Michigan, at 13.
Yeah.
Leroy, what do you know about him?
Really good.
A lot of injuries, though, right?
A lot of injuries, banged up.
That's
Chris. Can I just tell you something? I think one of the biggest picks in the draft is going to be number 14.
Tyler Warren?
That dude was unstoppable in college. I can't believe he's going, like, because it might be because of his 40 time or whatever, because he was ever bit of tight end that Bowers was.
Well, maybe the Dolphins start going.
6'6", 260.
No, I like Jonnu.
I know Jonnu's good. Put him with Jonnu.
I like Jonnu. I don't need a tight end that much.
I would explode if we drafted a cornerback. Based off of our history of drafting cornerbacks, if that's where we need one, but I mean, come on.
Here, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell you for a fact. Will Johnson is really good. But I'm not drafting somebody to come and sit. So if there's any questions about his health, I'm passing on it.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with how good I think he is. None. Other than Travis Hunter, right? Will Johnson is that dude. But when I look at what has happened to all the teams down here in South Florida, you've had more money watching football than playing football. So I'm going to be a little skittish about that.
Well, we'll take a break here. We're live from Live Miami at Doral. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll mix things up on the other side back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We are live here from Live Miami. We're going to talk to Arlo White, voice of Live Golf.
Live.
He'll join us. That's a professional broadcast right there. Used to do the Premier League.
I think I saw I couldn't tell if he was announcing or playing Pat Perez.
Okay.
Or it was his brother.
Oh.
Because he looks just like him.
Okay.
So I think Pat Perez golfs. Let me look at my list. I'm telling you, it caught me off guard because I know it looks like Pat Perez. But
Marcos, do you know if it's Pat Perez or not, dude? Do some research.
No.
I can tell for sure. That's Pat. Patty. Pat.
Let's see.
Hold on. Where's the...
So we call them in the streets.
I still get shocked at some guys that are here.
There's a guy, like it says, this has to be a typo because they list somebody here as Fat Perez.
No, that's the dude from the, I played golf with him.
With a guy named Fat Perez?
Yes, he's from the, they do the stuff on the internet.
Oh, so he's like a YouTuber.
Yeah, remember when I went golf with Stugatz and them?
Okay.
We played a match against them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw you guys do this. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you said Pat Perez. I thought they just had a bad time.
No.
So is he related to Pat Perez? Or is he doing a playoff of Pat Perez?
No, his last name is Perez, but he's fat.
He just goes by Fat Perez?
Yeah, that's what they call
fair.
Him.
What do you mean, dude?
He can just do that.
He can be whatever he wants. All if he right. wants to embrace it, he can embrace it.
All right. You know what?
Great Hambino. Timbo Slice says, quote, the stuff on the internet. Let's get to the mixed bag, huh? Let's do it. All right, what do we got today, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
Well, I'm gonna talk like this. That is, of course, me talking in slow-mo.
Yeah.
That's right. The man himself, super clutch yesterday, just when the Celtics were fighting back, hit some clutch baskets. Rumor has it he's still taking his second step on that Euro as we speak. But let us hear from Mr. Kyle Anderson himself. This is slow-mo after yesterday's victory.
For sure. I mean, off the rip, we think that obviously they were shorthanded, you know, with Drew and Al out and Porzingis as well. But, I mean, there's not a team where we're like, oh, you know, we're scared of them. We don't want to play them. You know, I think we could compete with anybody. We've shown that. And, you know, the most important time of the year is coming up in 2 weeks. So we'll see.
Hey, 2 weeks, he's been. Baby. You know what the funny thing is? We all thought on the day of the Jimmy trade, we all thought he was going to Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, like he was supposed to be on the Raptors, and then they ended up. I think they ended up doing the Brandon Ingram trade. So that kind of nuked it. They ended up doing the Davion Mitchell trade with P.J. Tucker and a second-round pick and got Davion Mitchell. Funny how that all worked out.
You know, I was thinking of this trade. Maybe it's just so close to home that I'm paying more attention to it. But yep. I don't know how often at a trade deadline there's three players that significantly impact your team once they've been added. Davion Mitchell, slow-mo.
It has more to do with the condition of your team than the condition of those players.
Yeah, I'd say. I think right? Potentially the last time I can remember something like that, and I'm probably missing one.
Anderson, but, Anderson, it's not surprising that Spo loves him because he does all like the in-between stuff. He can facilitate. He could just do a little bit of everything. And he was talking about, you know, like I grew up a point guard. Like I know how to get guys involved and run an offense and have the ball in his hands. And he said like he could do a lot of – you can't replace Bam, but he could do a lot of the Bam-like stuff. But to your point – I think when they made this trade, he was kind of the throw-in, like to make the money work. And so, like, you knew Davion was going to have a role, you knew Wiggins was going to have a role. But yeah, I think it has been cool seeing what an impact he's been able to make. And he bar none kept him alive in that game yesterday because it was going to go sideways, and he took over in the end of the third, start of the fourth.
I would say that. This team from last year to this year, the record may not be as good, but they got a lot taller.
They are
and
taller.
A lot younger.
They are
at
taller.
The same time.
They are taller. This was the locker room yesterday. Slomo got to break it down.
He ain't laying down tomorrow though. Let's go get this win tomorrow. We ain't not laying down. Get it. Us on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Hey. That's good.
Can I just say?
What are you gonna say?
I would draft his hairline in the third round.
All right.
You know what? You just didn't have to. Like, it wasn't necessary.
What is going on?
I like the way in which it goes backwards.
He is hit. You know, this in the spirit of Lent,
good backpedaling.
You're really taking everything else out that everybody else has.
No, what are you talking about?
First of all, you're lucky she wasn't here during the break. He got away with one.
No, I didn't.
No.
This guy has been getting away with one all day.
You see? Do you see?
What do you see?
I think he's protecting his head, dude.
He's putting sunscreen. Leave
oh, that sunscreen.
Yeah.
What do you think he was putting?
Hair.
Like actual hair?
He thought that this guy is Roganning his head, like as we speak, in the sun.
No.
Hairspray?
No, yeah. Like
you thought he was putting hairspray? There's no hair on the head.
That's my point.
Yeah. He ain't laying down tomorrow, though. Let's go get this win tomorrow. We not laying down. Get it. Us on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Hey,
love that guy.
If he looked up, you'd think he was bald.
Dude, enough.
You see, and then when he started saying what he was going to give up for Lent, when I said
all
shaming in general, you guys went after me.
Yeah, but sure. JFig, like you can't even you can't corral a bull all of a sudden and make him a cow. Like you need to like just get it to the point where it's one
rip
thing.
Off the bandage.
He's gonna wipe off what little hair he has on his body.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Still going.
Hey,
just good.
Not for nothing. He should just give up that dream up top.
Luis says Bam looks so happy. I think he is happy. Especially, you know, sticking through. This was a tough time for the team. And, you know, to come back with six straight wins.
Look at that.
Very impressive. I'm not looking at
Leroy.
Leroy,
oh
we are
God.
Doing a radio show. No one else can see him or get the bit, dude.
Okay. Does look like an Olympic
just,
track.
Just give us something else in the mix bag, Marcos.
Man.
Okay. Got another clip here via one of the many
I can't stop looking.
Podcasts.
Jennifer?
I'm sorry.
This one is via The Way Show, which... no one has ever heard of it, but who cares? This is just another
Way Show?
Yeah, WAE show.
Okay.
Again, no one's ever heard of it. The only reason why it's relevant in this conversation is because the Ball Brothers, the I would say the less important ones, but LiAngelo had a little run as of recent, so I won't disrespect him that way. This is Lonzo and his other brother Jello discussing how LaMelo complained that Lonzo would always snitch on them as a kid. This is from The Way Show.
Hey, Zo, real quick. Melo said that when y'all were younger, you were always snitching on him. What's up with that?
Bro,
man?
No, bro.
He just wanted to make sure we wasn't. So you wanted to make sure
told on him like two times,
shit.
Bro. And the two times I told on him, it was that like, honestly, if I didn't tell on him and he didn't get punished, he might be in jail today type shit, you know?
I hear you.
You know Mello, bro. He not the, you know, most rounded kid.
He used to get us on. Bro, I got to tell my dad, bro.
I was not telling on him like that, but it was it was just like, it had to be discussed.
Oh. Well, he's right. I mean, his brother was a shoplifter in China.
This sounds like sounds like I know my brother.
Sounds like you got to disassociate with some of the activities of your brother.
I don't know what it's like to have siblings. I'm an only child, which, you know, explains a lot.
Let me tell you.
But I would imagine, out of siblings, there's usually the level-headed one. I know from, like, my
wife.
That's
me on mine.
I would imagine, like, my wife, out of her sisters, I would say my wife is the Lonzo. She's making sure no one's in trouble. So I would, you need someone. I mean, one's a shoplifter, the other one's hitting clowns.
That was me.
Clowns.
I was the calm one or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I never got in trouble.
I believe that.
Steph does not believe anything
you're
saying.
My brother and my sister. Oh my God. My brother did a stint before he got out of high school. Oh, I still don't know. He's 53. I still don't know if he made it out of high school.
That's why Leroy and I relate. We're both that sibling.
Yeah, man.
The silence.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says, if Mrs. Tobin is Lonzo, Tobin is Gonzo with that nose.
Oh, my Jesus. Goodness.
What are we doing here?
We are getting busted up today, man.
What are we
man.
Doing? This is... I blame Leroy. Leroy's leading the way.
He really is.
What do you mean?
No, Leroy's going for 300 yards today in Sheamus.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you are, dude. Like, they can't stop you.
We have
to bring you down.
You got 100 yards before halftime.
Can I just say, I should not be penalized for being aware.
No one's. Hey,
there's a reason why you're giving this.
So I'm like, look, I'm paying attention to you guys, and then all of a sudden, out of my periphery,
you don't have
some guy spraying.
But dude, you don't have to say things out loud.
You don't.
Yeah, Stephen A.
You don't.
You don't have to address it.
And especially on the radio.
If I keep it to myself, who's going to enjoy it with me?
So really,
this is why you gave it up for Lent.
By the way.
Quote, unquote.
By the way.
Yeah.
You guys can mock me. But you don't be mad because you was thinking the same thing.
I wasn't.
The thing is that we're not. I didn't even see him.
That guy was living his life. I wasn't even thinking about it.
If anything, I should.
That man was just trying to prevent skin cancer from his head.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And you're like, Rogaine in it. Give it up, Baldy. Just join the club.
Hey, no. Here.
He's that close.
So let me explain something to you. Here's why I really noticed it.
Okay.
There's two types of bald heads. Mm-hmm. There's the one that I have that I have to cut it because the top of my head would look like George Jefferson or old Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He had an Olympic track on top
of
his head.
He's not ready to part with it yet, though.
But that means he had the infield grass and then the track going around. Right? So it caught me off guard.
You go to Apache Field?
Yeah. So it just seems like that guy should have let that dream go.
Well, at least not really
so, maybe he likes it, Leroy.
And then he's spraying stuff on it.
That's
I was
good.
Like,
that's something that we should that, all
is
look
that
up to.
Grow juice or sun? I mean, I thought sun promotes growth. He ought to just like
no sun promotes skin cancer.
Not for me.
You would
that's
think.
For the
you
fair skin.
Anything else in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Yeah, we got some more stuff in the mix back. We do.
Just give us one more, please. Right,
Pella Larson, we have stepped up defensively.
That guy's here.
You know, stepped up defensively, especially one-on-one, taking a challenge. And then if you can get a contest on every shot, it makes it a lot harder. And they're used to shooting a lot of open ones. So that was just our focus.
I love his accent because it's different from the Serbian, Slovenian, Balkan accent. It's kind of like cool, you know, like... Nothing.
It's like the Swedish Finland.
Yeah,
like
just,
those islands. Yeah.
He's probably just like, Tatum, stop whining. You cry too much. Wah-huh, boo-hoo. Pella, he block you.
Man, that lizard is living the life.
By the way, did you see that hammer that Pella threw down yesterday?
Oh, yes, I did. Whew. I didn't think he was going to dunk it. Like, from where
he can dunk, dude. No, he can dunk. I'm telling you, before the – so when we go to game, boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Rookies go first.
Mm-hmm.
So Kalel and Pella have first warm-up crew. They're out there at, like, 5:15 for a 7:30 tip.
Damn.
Yeah. And
– never got to a game that early.
Caron Butler, he makes them do dunks just to get their bounce going to finish off the workout. But he makes them, like, he's going to bounce it off the backboard, or he's going to bounce it off the – and he made Pella Larsen. He's like, I'm making you go Vince Carter. You better put your arm in the rim. And I guess he'd been wanting Pella to do it, and he finally did it. And he's like, that's what I'm talking about, in the rim. Pella's got some ups, dude. Swedish Airlines.
Ooh. Swedish Airlines.
I love the way we get excited when an intangible dunks.
Caron Butler was
excited. Basketball player.
Caron was excited. It's not, I mean, like, you know, Kalel wear it easy for him, you know?
Yeah.
He's very big.
I mean, Pella's not short.
He's not short, but a little bit of that burst, dude.
He got that reach, though.
Yeah. Like it. Hey, tell us, we're here at Live, Leroy. Tell us a little bit more about it. What do the people want to know? They want to get out here. Today's the Pro-Am. The tournament starts tomorrow.
After reviewing it with my sidekick, Jennifer, here's what we know. It's a party out here. Mm-hmm. The Pro-Am's going on today. If you love going to golf events, or better yet, if you love music, you love street food, then they have it all. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, ska punk legend Sublime headlining tomorrow. And you can see some of the guys, like, as they walk by, say who they are. Mm-hmm. Saw Abraham Answer, Joaquin Niemann. I think Pat Perez might be doing the broadcasting. We got Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. We've seen them all. We've gone over to the putting green. It is unbelievable. It's today, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.